Hey guys, this is Shipwreck here. We just got out of the Nintendo press conference, and I'm with Cheapy Wombat and Cherry from Axis Games.
Hey, what's up?
We are, I guess, just giving our thoughts on it. So we'll start with Cherry. What was your most exciting thing that you saw in there?
I got really excited at Kid Icarus. So we haven't seen Kid Icarus forever, and it almost brought me to tears because it's one of my games that are really close to my heart. So I'm glad they're doing it, even if his voice sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, it sounds like your typical Japanese role-playing hero.
Right.
But I don't know. What about you, Chibi? You just seem stoked.
Oh, I'm totally stoked. No, I mean, I like the original Kid Icarus, but that didn't really look anything like it. It looked like they're turning it into like a, you know.
It looked like 3D Zelda.
Yeah.
With flying.
A lot of flying and shooting while flying. And I don't know. It didn't look like Icarus to me, but
All right. We'll
see.
Speaking of Zelda, Wombat, what did you think of Zelda, your beloved franchise?
It looks good. I mean,
really?
It looks all right. I wasn't in love with it. I really think Epic Mickey looks a lot better. I actually am interested in Donkey Konga. I like the 2D. I like the 2D side-scrolling Wii games. I think they do that really well.
The 2D stuff looks
great. I think, like, the thing about Wii and 3D, everything kind of looks washed out still. Like, the Zelda stuff, like, Metroid looked good in 3D, but the 2D stuff is what... That's still good.
Can we talk about how hunky Daniel Craig is?
Yeah. We can talk about GoldenEye. It's GoldenEye. We'll see how it holds up.
So is it a frame-for-frame remake, almost?
It looked like it.
It's like the version of Psycho with Vince Vaughn, but instead it's GoldenEye with Daniel Craig?
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, and I was the only one who actually got to look at the 3DS screen. And it looks really cool, actually. It's, if you ever go onto a website and do, like, those build-a-cars on any, like, car manufacturer websites, and they let you look at the model of the car, like, rotate it in 3D, it kind of looks like that, but it just jumps out a little. But that's kind of the effect. So, but it's really neat. And I have high hopes for the 3DS. It'd be nice to have seen more than one game. That's really it.
Well, they got a bunch coming. They had Resident Evil, Metal Gear, and
you know,
a whole
bunch of stuff. I can write Metal Gear on a PowerPoint slide also and say they're making it for my system. It doesn't mean that the game exists.
It may.
Yeah.
It exists in some form, but...
Uh-huh. And I can't wait for E3 2015 when we finally see it.
Yeah, like, overall, though, I think, like, Nintendo had a much better press conference than Microsoft did.
I didn't walk out of there with a free system, though.
I know.
So. I'm not impressed.
The lack of free DSs was quite disappointing.
Did you go and they didn't give it to you? Were you there?
No, he's getting the 360 mail to him.
Oh, okay.
He's saying we didn't get it free.
Sucks. And then he just walked out and threw my damn system.
I'm just kidding. By the way, we're giving away 5 free Xbox 360 250 gigabyte consoles on cheapassgamer.com. So go there right now.
All right.
Go Nintendo.
I thought it was 7.
5.
Do you want to plug anything for Axis?
I don't know. It's like, Blaze Blue! Woo! Come on, guys. Blaze Blue. Coming up this summer. Check us out. It's going to be awesome. You start seeing a lot of the stuff from us in the beginning of July. We'll be at Anime Expo this year. I know E3 is big for games, but our big time is Anime Expo. So before all the smoke's clear, Axis comes out. So look out for us.
Sounds good. All right.
I'll be looking out for the smoke. For the clear.
All right. We'll be back in a little while with Sony.
See ya.